You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And that is the amazing Ud Clute, who also performed at the Rome Capitol Theater for the 1912 Revue on April 20th, which was last Friday. And Ud is a great guy. I've gotten to know him somewhat and gotten some records from him, in fact. And I have to go through and clean and transfer those. But Ud's an astonishingly talented pianist, and as I said on the program, if your jaw doesn't drop, you need a tetanus booster. And there he's playing the lovely tune, A Little Love, A Little Kiss, written in 1912. And Eddie Lang recorded that later on, a beautiful recording. But there's that on the stage of the Capitol. And this being a live recording, yes, you hear people coughing and shuffling and whatever. And that happens. Just, you know, concentrate on the music, because I recorded the whole evening, in fact, but being a field recording, that's what you get. But Ed is a remarkable, remarkable man and a remarkable musician, and I was very pleased to be on the stage with him. And even though there were four of us on keyboard that night, and I was the one that they'll probably vote off the island first. I did all right, But there was real talent there. So that and Avery Tunningly on the theater organ. And so I'm the last of the keyboardist. Although I did what I could. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I haven't been voted off the island yet, matrimonially speaking, and I hope I never am. We're going to proceed with a non-thematic set here, the Emerson Military Band in 1919, and this has a certain exotic feel to it. It's called Western Land. Thank you. Bob Herring and his orchestra, 1925 Manhattan on Cameo. And that's Rodgers and Hart again, of course. Before that, the Melody Men. That would be Billy Murray's Melody Men, I think. That's on Aeolian Vocalion in 1920. Broadway Blues, beginning with the Emerson Military Band Westernland, or Westernland, as you will, however you want to emphasize that. Interesting, has a bit of a Tatina sound to it. But there it is, 1919, very, somewhat a little, sounds more Eastern than Western, but whichever direction you're headed, I suppose that's the right one. You'll get there eventually. This is Radiola, and we got to, we're still here. Yes, I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm Live 365 is staying on. So that's a good thing, too. I'm also not leaving this this relationship. We're enjoying ourselves. We're enjoying each other. And that's the main thing. Here are a few couple of things from CDs and one from a hit of the week, but in this coming up set. This is a very interesting recording, recorded in New Orleans. And if I pronounce any of these things wrong, that's entirely to be expected. We have Ellis Stratikos and his Jung Hotel Orchestra, Fred Loiacano on the vocal, A Precious Little Thing Called Love in 1929 on Jazz Oracle. It's a good one, so buy their stuff.
Why does my heart miss a beat at some footsteps on the street? It's a precious little thing called love. Why am I content alone when I know someone will phone? It's a precious little thing called love. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon cruise. Friends I know who will throw some rice and old shoes. What's the one thing makes me say, heaven's just across the way? It's a precious little thing called love. Thank you.
the roses in May, sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me, never were as blue as her eyes, and if she loved me, who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me, there is nothing more I can say.
Pretty eyes and flaming red hair. Little stranger, I know that red means danger. My pulse is jumping, my heart's beating fast. Ain't that a positive sign that I'm falling in love by the heavens above? Oh, red-headed baby, be mine.
Did it all. Did it all. Did it all. Did it all.
Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies, Arthur Fields, and they work together. And I mention Arthur a lot because he's a hometown boy. He's from right down the street here. Yes. Well, he was actually born in another city, but he spent his childhood here. Yes. Red-Headed Baby, 1931. From Look Who's Here, that's on Retrieval. Phil Spitalny's Orchestra, Paul Small on the vocal, Sweet and Lovely, 1931 also, and that's thematic as anything. Ellis Stratikos and his Jung Hotel Orchestra, Fred Loiacano, A Precious Little Thing Called Love, 1929. And this is Radiola, and we just do what we can here. And we have been doing what we can, and it's been wonderful. And I'm Eddie Senior, your host, and enjoying this a lot. And I should have mentioned earlier that the Invincible Home Guards March, which I played at the end of the first hour, was in fact written by Harry J. McCormick, who was from Utica, of course, and never heard much. But that's just to insert that in the narrative. Raymond Dixon again, and that's Lambert Murphy, electrically recorded, 1926, beautiful copy of this. The Little White House at the End of Honeymoon Lane. There it is.
Everyone longs for a home of their own. What a heaven on earth it must be. Many may sigh for a castle of stone, still there's only one love nest for me. Just a little white house with a little green blind at the end of Honeymoon Lane. Just a little
kiss. I knew have more joy from any little miss. I remember it quite. Was a wonderful night. Oh, how I'd adore it if you would encore it. Oh, do, do, do what you've done, done, done before, baby. Do, do, do what I do, 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 adore, baby. Let's try again, sigh again, fly again to heaven. Baby, see, it's ABC. I love you and you love me. I know what a bubble should do, baby. So don't say it won't come true. Baby, my heart begins dumb. Dum-de-dum-de-dum-dum-dum. So do what you've done, done, done
sweet. No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet?
What eyes, like skies, the bluer to lure your heart.
What lips, that grips, the redder, the better you like from the start.
If you want an angel near ya, holler out and she will hear ya. Is she that way lovable and sweet?
Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell, Not Sweet and Lovely, but Lovable and Sweet, 1929. And why not? That's a store stock if ever I heard one. Miss Annette Hanshaw, it says on the label. Do what you done before, baby, 1926. And those of you who are aficionados of this music may notice that the start was not all there to begin with. There was a little bite out of that record. However, the recording was in such excellent, marvelous, sweet condition that I had to use it, and I feel no problem with doing so. It had a little couple of grooves were chewed out, so I used it, but I would not have discarded that record for anything. So there's the Haller vocal and a nice little, you know, lead in. So, yeah, why not? No apologies. And if you have to hear the whole thing, I'm sure it's on CD somewhere, so go find it. But I like that copy. That's the best copy I've ever heard of that. Raymond Dixon, Lambert Murphy, The Little White House, 1926. And we don't aim for perfection here on Radiola, but that's a mug's game. You just can't do it. But you can be pretty happy if you try it. And I'm Andy Senior, and I certainly am very happy indeed. We continue on Radiola now with Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra, Bill Mooring on the vocal, from the Sweet Bands of the 30s box set on LP on Columbia. Love Me Tonight, 1932.
Magic in its silvery light. It seems to say the time is right. Love me tonight. Life is so uncertain, and no one seems to know how long we have to linger on. Tomorrow we may both be gone. Love me tonight. Oh, let me feel your arms, and let me feel your kiss. And if this great big world must end, let it end like this. My lips are yours forever, my heart is in your hand, my love is yours to have to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old, love me tonight. Thank you.
famous men, they come and go. Where they go to, I don't know. All I know, it's clear, I'm still here. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. A charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Our honeymoon in China was a do. We visited pagodas quite a few. Said the geisha, you look sporty, but I said I daren't be naughty. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Said the geisha, serving tea me like a ewe. A tasty dish she brought and made love to. Then I said, you'd better stop, but you can't meddle with me chopstick. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. Of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just as little something that the others haven't got. In the market square of things I bought a few. They tried to sell me silk pajamas too. I said, though I might admire 'em, I don't think I shall require 'em. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. She feeds me up with nice chop suey too. Of charm she has a lot, don't know exactly what. It's just a little something that the others haven't got. Then a girl said, I intend to marry you. Of little chinks will soon have 22. I said, that's a proposition, but I'm no Chinese magician. I'm the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu.
Thank you.
Teddy Wilson and his orchestra, Billie Holiday, 24 Hours a Day, 1935. Before that, a rather substantial chunk of political incorrectness. However, I think that that recording was suitable for this occasion. George Formby, and that thing's been burning a hole in my hard drive for a long time, and I'm glad I finally had a chance to play it, despite the fact that it might be questionable in some regard. However, he says one thing on that record. I'm still here, and I am still here. I'm not the husband of the wife of Mr. Wu. I'm but I'm close enough. That was from 1939 on Regal Xenophone, and yes, that's a cute record. It's, you know, it gets a little iffy, but no further apologies, and you won't get any from me at any rate. But that's your caveat right there. But played with reservations, but thoroughly enjoyable nonetheless. Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra, Bill Mooring, Love Me Tonight, 1932. And this is Radiola, and Radiola is never having to say you're sorry. That's why we're still here. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not sorry for anything. It's been great. No regrets. Je ne regrette rien, as I have said in my terrible Utica French. And here's from the Sweet Bands of the 30s box again. Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Elmer Feldkamp, 1934, Then I'll Be Tired of You.
Thank you.
Albert Sandler and his orchestra, 1932, on a British pressing. It's a Columbia from England. I was going to say British Columbia, but that would be Canadian. No, it's a lovely tune, and that's perfect. Finish with that one. I Want Your Heart, 1932. Just sweetness, just pure sweetness. And that's what 15 years with one gal has been for me. Gotta say it. Just been wonderful. Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Elmer Feldkamp, 1934. Then I'll Be Tired of You. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just glad to be here. And thank you for spending a couple hours with me tonight. And I'm going to finish with the proper record, I suppose, for this. Wabash Dance Orchestra, actually Red Nichols Group, recorded for distribution in England. And here's Phil Baker. I don't know if it's the same guy, but it's a Phil Baker of some sort. From 1928, Sweet Sue, Just You.
Every star above knows the one I love, Sweet Sue, just you. And the moon up high knows the reason why, Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what to do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, Sweet Sue, just you.